So nice to see all of you here on a weeknight. Thank you for making the sacrifice to come to Mass. As we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, what is the Immaculate Conception? Because there's a lot of misconceptions about the Immaculate Conception. When I asked at the other Masses, nobody got it. Somebody just tell me, what is the dogma of the Immaculate Conception? Without telling me a whole book. What about Mary? Yeah. Oh, you got it. How about a round of applause? Okay. That's pretty good. Seriously. Because the school Mass, nobody got it. The other school Mass, nobody got it. Nobody got it. So it's pretty good, right? Yes. Somebody just said, Mary was conceived without original sin. That's the simple way. That she was free from sin at the very moment of her conception. That she was full of grace. That she was perfectly sinless throughout her entire life. But what's the connection with the Immaculate Conception and the Year of Mercy? And I thought, why would Pope Francis choose today to begin the Year of Mercy? Why not like January 1st? Or why not the first Sunday of Advent? Why today? Right? And it's something like this. The Immaculate Conception is the great divine act of mercy that lays the foundation of God's whole work of salvation through Christ. Pope Francis says, after the sin of Adam and Eve, God turned his gaze to Mary, holy and immaculate in love. When faced with the gravity of sin, God responds with the fullness of mercy. And I will have the joy of opening the holy door on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. And on that day, the holy door will become a door of mercy through which anyone who enters will experience the love of God, who consoles, pardons, and instills hope. And that's why starting today, December 8th, until November 13th, 2016, Pope Francis has declared the Year of Mercy, right? And mercy is not pity and not refraining from condemning. Instead, mercy is the gospel, kind of summed up into one word. Mercy is the name of God. Mercy is to be generous with others as God has been immensely generous to us. But at the same time, do you see a lot of mercy like around the world? Like, I don't know. I mean, listen to this. You've heard of the recent the terrorist attacks in France, right? Remember that? That was overshadowed by another one in San Bernardino. But after the terrorist attack in France, this is the response of the president. And I'm just quoting from what he says, right from the news. The president of France says, because it was attacked cowardly, shamelessly, violently, France will be merciless against the barbarians. That's his response. I mean, I understand there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of, you know, desire to fight back. But to say that France will be merciless, what do you think? That's a little overboard. Or that's not in line with what our Pope is saying. That's not in line with opening the holy doors. Our St. Lucie school students, you see that little cute little door over there? I know, it's not a real door. Maybe it was at one point, but it's just the idea of opening the holy door where at three places in San Jose, our bishop has declared that you walk through those three places, the holy doors. One, St. Joseph Cathedral Basilica in downtown, Our Lady of Peace Church in Santa Clara, and Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish in East San Jose. The idea is you walk through those holy doors as a place of pilgrimage where you can receive God's mercy and truly be merciful to others. Right? And last Sunday at the Mass, I talked about how when we follow these spiritual and corporal acts of mercy, these are concrete ways of experiencing God's mercy and being merciful to others. Right? Pope Francis tells us, to be like to be merciful like the Father, to be instruments of mercy, saying, it is my burning desire that during this Jubilee, the Christian people may reflect on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. It will be a way to reawaken our conscience. And the corporal works of mercy, kind acts by which we help our neighbors with physical needs, such as feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, visiting the imprisoned, burying the dead. And the spiritual works of mercy are acts of compassion by which we help our neighbors with emotional and spiritual needs, such as counseling the doubtful, instructing the ignorant, admonishing the sinners, comforting the afflicted, forgiving offenses, bearing wrongs patiently, praying for the living and the dead. Throughout the year, I'm going to be talking about these corporal and spiritual works of mercy. On last Sunday, I talked about one corporal work of mercy, feeding the hungry. And today, I want to talk about one spiritual work of mercy, that is forgiving offenses. Right? Everybody knows it's the right thing to do, to forgive somebody, right? But it's a whole nother thing to actually do it. Let me give you an example of what that mercy looks like. The mercy, the spiritual work of mercy, to forgive those who have hurt you. One very nice family here at our parish from the Hispanic community, Dora and Jorge Jaramillo. Last year, around this time, they got a call at nighttime from the police saying that their 19-year-old son, Alex, he was driving home, and off of 85 in Camden, a drunk driver hit him, and he did not survive the crash. That was a phone call that they received 1 year ago, right? And that was one of the, every funeral is difficult, but that's a hard one, right? And obviously, the parents, Dora and Jorge, were devastated, right? Fast forward to last month. Last month, after a year ago, that was the final court hearing for the person who killed Alex. And the judge came to a ruling, sentencing him to 4 to 5 years in prison. And after the sentencing, Dora and Jorge, they stood up and said, Your Honor, we'd like to say something. It's like, okay, all right. So they stood up and they said, we know that nothing can be done to bring our son back, bring Alex back. But we would like to take this moment and publicly forgive this person. And not only did they just say that, but after saying that publicly, they went up and hugged that person who killed their son and said, I forgive you. That is mercy, concretely put. And I was not there at the courtroom, but just hearing them tell me about it made me cry. And there were like security guards and officers all in the courtroom, all just bawling. Because everybody experienced mercy in that courtroom. The judge said, I've never seen something like this in 30 years I've been a judge. Right? Everybody knows, oh, forgive people, yeah, I forgive you, you forgive me. But putting it into practice, that's concrete. That's experiencing God's mercy and truly being merciful to others. Right? And if you look at our Blessed Mother, those who pray the rosary, at the end of the rosary, you say all the five decades, and then you say the prayer, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. You get it? You get why we celebrate the year of mercy on the Immaculate Conception? Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. The Mother of Mercy has countlessly responded with mercy all throughout her life. At the moment of the Annunciation, the Gospel today, instead of kind of flipping out over being pregnant as a virgin, she graciously responds with mercy, saying, I am the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. When she sees her only begotten son beaten, spat upon, crucified, died on the cross, her mercy is revealed through her tears. And time again, in her apparitions, as we celebrate this week, December 12th, the feast of the Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas. Time and time again, look at the places that she appears, her apparitions. It's always to the people who are the most hungry, the most sick, the ones who are most desperate, to reveal God's mercy to them. So I ask you, as we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, the beginning of the year of mercy, today, this evening, this week, ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Mother of Mercy, to help us to be merciful and practice these spiritual and corporal works of mercy throughout the year. You don't have to do all 14 of them today, okay? But it's a little at a time. And hopefully by the end of the year, you would have had the opportunity to practice all these spiritual and corporal works of mercy in practice, in concrete words, like Jorge and Dora, right? And your prayer tonight would be to say, please, Lord, grant me the opportunity to be instruments of your mercy.